What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and we're here with Barista Josh. What's
What's up? Barista Josh Racing, formerly known
Yes.
as Barista Josh F1, and then he
Yep.
rebranded because he likes all motorsports, not
Because I
just
like all
F1.
motorsports. Yes. All of them.
Yes.
I almost watched MotoGP last night, but then I went to bed because it was on at 1 a.m.
Oh, no, thank you. I will catch clips of MotoGP here and there, but I don't know how to get into it.
It's kind of crazy.
I know,
I
they're on a
also just see clips.
motorcycle.
Yeah. In the rain, even. I'm like,
Oh,
good Lord.
God. You're not even supposed to drive a motorcycle in the rain, like in general, like in the city. That's so
It's true.
dangerous. And they can race in it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they can race apparently. But yes, thanks for having me on, guys. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. And what a race to join for. Oh my gosh.
What a
My God.
race. Yeah, normally you get like a Hannah style big introduction like I do with most of our guests, but I did that at Track Talk Live, which is updated as an episode on Track Talk. So I'm not
So you
gonna
should
go into it.
go watch or listen to that because
Yeah, if
it
you
was
haven't,
good.
Track Talk Live was a lot of fun.
You were pretty funny.
Thank you. I'd like to think so.
I thought we were.
I thought we were funny. Yeah, we're here to talk about, I almost said Brazil. It's not, Brazil's next week. We're
Next
here to
week.
talk about Mexico, which was today, which was what I needed. Like, I love just good racing, you know,
Just some good
and just
chaos.
some good old-fashioned racing. I say that as if I haven't been a fan for only like 2 years, but it's we where do you want to start? Like, it's like, full
The
disclaimer, we
start, probably.
like I mean, but like qualifying or like the race? Do you watch qualifying? Like, how into the
Oh,
F1
me?
weekend are you?
Do I
Yeah.
watch Emma?
I
Yes, I
don't
watch
know.
qualifying. I watch practice.
I meant
I
practice.
mean,
I meant, do you watch practice is
oh,
what
yeah,
I
I
meant.
watch practice. Unless it's like
I'm like,
a European 3 a.m. one. Do
oh,
I watch
stop.
qualifying? Would have been a crazy question.
I meant practice. My mind
Imagine
is
he's
like,
like,
no.
no.
My mind was
I'm
practice.
just a race fan, ride or die.
They just like line up in whatever order. I don't know. Like,
Yeah. I'm like, who is this Oscar Pastry? I'm sorry, I've never heard of him.
okay, so we saw Oscar Piastri and Checo get
Yeah.
out in Q1.
Yeah, we
Oscar for the
did.
first time all season, RIP his streak, and
RIP.
Checo at his home race.
Yeah, Checo now more times than Yuki. How does
Yes.
that man have a seat? No one knows.
Yeah. I know. I feel like the question mark above his head just keeps getting like bigger and bigger and bigger, because if there was any race where he like had to perform, it was his home race this weekend. What does he do? Get out in Q1. Where does he finish? Like, not in the top 10.
Behind Joe, technically, because of pitting for softs and then not even getting the fastest lap.
And then not
Wait,
even getting
yeah.
it. Yeah.
So
So I didn't even know that he went for fastest lap until
yeah.
like Hannah reminded us. But what?
Which he was never gonna. We've really skipped past from qualifying to the end of the race,
That's
but
track talk.
he was never gonna get that with a hole in his side pod. There was no
Yeah,
way.
whose idea was that? To send him out to go, like, you know what was a really good idea right now? Fastest lap. It's like, let's just finish this fucking race. Oh,
I
sorry.
think, well, they, to be fair, they were trying to steal it from Ferrari because they knew Charles was about to get it. And they are currently technically battling Ferrari in the Constructors' Championship after dropping to P3.
Yeah, but someone on the team had to be like, hey guys, there is a very, very, very low chance that we'll actually get fastest lap. We might not risk it.
Yeah.
Like, we probably shouldn't risk it. Like, was no one
I
thinking?
mean, what are you risking, though, at that point?
He wasn't in the points anyways, right? Like,
Yes.
I probably
No.
would have done it too. I don't know. I
And he
just.
really was only nine. What did it always say?
Nine
Nine tenths
tenths.
off. Yeah. Oh, that's
So,
a.
also,
Yeah.
disclaimer, we just recorded, I know Josh, you know this, but we just recorded Fan Behavior with Zoe this week. Hannah was out. We stepped in. We're so happy to. You all should go listen to that as well. We had so much fun, but we're going to forget a lot of the things that we talked about on that show and then this one. Yeah,
So,
because I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I am repeating myself, but
that's why I'm here.
that's why Josh is
Yes.
here.
Yep.
And also, do you ever, sorry, this is kind of off topic, but Emma, do you ever like just admire Fan Behavior for how well they like stick to a timeline? And then there's us and we start with qual.
What's a timeline?
They literally were like, okay, here are some things I want to talk about that happened pre-race. Let's talk quali. Let's talk practice, quali, race. Here are the questions. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And here we are being like,
Wow.
oh my God, fastest lap at the end of the race.
Like,
Like,
so qualifying for Checo, by the way, the last lap of the race was crazy. You're like, whoa, we have skipped all around.
We have quite literally skipped the entire race.
That's why we're
Yeah.
different.
That's why track talk is just different. And you know, where else are you gonna potentially get Hannah reading some F1 driver fanfic? That's all I'm
To be
saying.
fair, Emma also did read one. Mine
I
was
know, but you were way
oh
more
no, but
uncomfortable doing
Hannah's
it, so it
was
was
like on
funnier.
another level. Like I
Yeah.
don't you couldn't like you could write a book. You shouldn't,
Oh yeah,
but
you
like that
should.
could be a book.
I think you should.
One day. One day.
This is how Hannah makes her millions.
One day, you guys, ChatGPT is gonna write it all for me. But
There you go.
I'm gonna tease now that there is gonna be a new chapter of what was it called? The Ferrari Rivalry for Love or something like that.
So good.
Something coming soon.
So good. So good.
It was going to be today, but we have lots to talk about today, so it's not
Yeah,
today.
we have a lot to talk about
We do have
today.
a lot to talk
I
about, and
mean,
Josh has to keep us
yeah.
on track for
I
track
know.
talk.
And I honestly, besides the two getting out and Yuki's crash, poor guy. Wasn't really anything else happening in quality, let's be honest.
No. I mean, I
Except
think
for
that Yuki, unfortunately, we talked about this too earlier, but I think that Yuki, unfortunately, hindered Liam from getting, like, Liam would have made Q1 for sure, for sure.
Oh yeah.
So, I don't know if that was like Emma was kind of saying, like, I don't know if that's like a that's like a fun thing to happen from
Conspiracy theory
the
alert. Was
right?
it by
That's
purpose?
like
No.
maybe. Okay,
Maybe.
but
A full crash is crazy. You pull like a Checo in Monaco if you're trying to do something like that.
that's
Yeah.
yeah. So I don't know, like
It
it's
was a
just
little suspicious. It was kind of funny. I made this
it's
joke
just kind of
last
like, oh,
night.
that's
It's
a
like, okay.
coincidence, but
That's a fun coincidence.
Anyway, Max, I kind of was thinking during quali, I was like, Max isn't gonna do anything because he had no time set for because they had his lap time deleted. And then I was just like, he's not gonna perform well. I just my thought is just like, I don't want to see Max in the top two, so he's not gonna be in the
Yeah.
top two. And then he was, but it's okay.
And then turn one happened.
And then turn one happened. So I asked Hannah, I was like, who do you think is going to take the lead coming out of turn one? Because I had said, I think it's going to be Max, and then I think Lando's going to get the
Fair.
lead shortly after. And Hannah said that she thinks it's going to be Carlos.
I was right.
But like
You
on a
were,
technicality,
technically.
I was right.
You were right. The man was flying through the grass like a speedy little lawnmower, but
He
you were right.
avoided the turn, I think, and then
Yeah.
came out ahead.
Had the lead coming out of turn one.
Technically, he had the. Actually, did Yuki technically have the lead? We'd have to go look at the replay. I don't know. He came in pretty quick. I thought Lando was going to get it, but then he played it very conservative, which
I thought Lando
maybe
was
it's
gonna
fine.
like I thought Lando was gonna get it, and
I get
then
it. You don't want to be that aggressive when you're still technically in the title fight. But man, it would have been so great to see him just sweep around the outside.
I know, but
But
then
instead, Yuki swept around the outside in a straight line. Which, speaking of, the shot of the cameraman that
what
got
shot?
the. Have you
What?
guys seen? Oh my gosh. If you have not. Okay. So basically, if no one else has seen this, because I didn't see this till there's a
Oh
Twitter post of
my
there's a
God.
cameraman on the wall where he hits. You can see it in the replay. The man, first of all, does his job and like pans with it, but there's a screenshot and it is just like the Yuki's ass in the frame. Like, I don't know if I could.
Oh, I want to find it.
I literally saw this tweet. I will have to
Yuki.
Yuki crash camera.
Yuki
You can
crash.
see it in like the replay too, because he is right, like it's one of the cameras like right on the wall, and it is actually crazy. Like, I did not realize like how close
Someone
it was.
tweeted Yuki almost took the cameraman with him. So I'm just
Yep.
like, okay, well,
Oh,
I want to see.
I wish I could find the actual screenshot, but it's literally, I mean, it's one of the cameras on the side, like on the wall, where like the end of the camera is over the wall. And like if he'd been a different angle, he would have taken the camera out.
Okay, wait. I'm looking at the replay.
Yeah, it's if you look at the like the wide shot of turn one, you can see the little camera poking out. It's
Oh,
cr
I
it's
can't believe it.
crazy. But yeah, that was an interesting moment. I love Yuki's boldness trying to go around the outside.
You gotta respect it.
You do.
Because he almost got
And
away with it if it wasn't for
for getting
oh
sandwiched
yeah
by
that oh I just saw it yeah that
Pierre
cameraman
coming down on Albon coming down on
Yeah. It
yeah
was a bold move, and I get it. I would also have made the same move because it like at that point he was so much faster. You're like, well, I should do something with this. And Then he like went on the grass partially, and then I was like, my God, what's about to happen? And then
See,
he kept it next to him, and
I
then
do
Gasly.
that when I play like the F1 game, is I like go on the grass and then I do exactly what Yuki does, and then I'm out, and then I have to restart the game. So I
It
could
was
have
a
called that.
fine move. It was just really unfortunate that so much happened around
Yeah.
him, where like Gasly had to move, which then forced Albon to move, and it was like the slightest of touches, but
I know.
you're just
Oh,
carrying
and they're
so much
going that
speed.
fast. Yeah.
Especially at that point, like because you're starting so far back, like you'd have way more speed.
Yeah.
So very unfortunate weekend for Yuki. But even more of an unfortunate weekend for Max Verstappen.
Okay, so we'll talk about the penalties. I had a thought and then it disappeared.
But also, yeah, shout out
Him.
Carlos getting lead from Max. Well done. That was great. Well
Yay.
done.
Yeah, that move.
And then never seeing him in the
Holy.
rest of the race, apparently.
I know the commentators were like, we haven't talked about Carlos at all. And I was like, yep, he's just over there. He's
He's
pulling a
just over
Max.
there.
Happened last
He's
week
over
with
there.
Charles.
Yep. Just over there complaining about Charles getting too close.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that was crazy, hey?
also, wasn't there like a 5 second gap too? That it
Well, it
was
was when
like.
it was like a second and a half, but I'm like, why are you complaining? Like, and then Charles backed off and then fell away. I don't know. Very funny, but
I mean, also, like, do you expect him to just let you win? Like, is there not going to
yeah,
be
no.
any fight here? I don't know. I thought that was a
Yeah.
strange comment. But yeah, Max's penalties, 10 seconds for pushing another driver off the track, 10 seconds for overtaking off the track, 20 seconds total. Do you think that's harsh?
No, absolutely not.
You're
There's
asking a Norris fan if
I
that's
am a Norris,
okay.
but
Let's.
I love Max Verstappen. I love his hard racing. I think he knows how to push the rules and do some crazy things. Today, like the first incident, I was like, well, you shoved him wide, which is crazy. Poor Carlos probably having a heart attack watching this McLaren show up out of
Literally, this McLaren
nowhere.
comes out of nowhere. Carlos, like, you're supposed to be way back there.
It's a little jump scare for Halloween for Carlos there, honestly. But then like Max, you can't just like literally gave him nothing. And then you do not make a move into that corner, into the start of the S's. That is not, there is never a move that's on. And to like push him wide, hit touch him, like Lando wiggled. I thought from one of the angles he was going in the wall at one point because he just disappeared. And then completing the move off the track. And it's just like, what in what world do you think you can do it? And the funniest part for me was the delay between the first penalty and the second one. And I'm like texting people, we're like, is it just the one? Because it said turn four.
Right,
And then they were
no,
like,
that.
oop, one more.
So that's what I thought it was. Like, I thought, I'm sorry, my hair is like, I can't figure out what's going on here.
Can't figure out the part.
I can't
But it's
figure
got
out.
like
Give me
a
a
nice
second.
little zigzag. Yeah,
I
I
don't
see
want
it.
the zigzag. It's supposed to be straight. Oh.
Oh, wait, almost there. There it
No,
is.
other
No, that was
side.
it. That was it.
That
Wait.
it?
That's
Emma,
it.
your camera's mirrored. Do
I
it
know, so it's throwing me off.
that.
Is that right? No, that's not right.
That's right, I think.
I
Okay,
thought it was
whatever.
right. Okay. Okay,
Throw
wait. Did I get
a hat on.
a hat on, it's crazy. Fair enough. Boom. She said, okay, I can. But yeah, Max, I don't know what he's doing,
Okay, so
so.
I thought it was two penalties in one, the 10 seconds. So, and again, I am also a Lando Norris fan. I am not actively rooting to see Max succeed, but I did think the 20 seconds was like a little harsh. And so I thought maybe I'm just like, maybe this is the stewards making up for last week when they should have penalized Max and they didn't. You know what I mean?
I
Because
agree with that.
if they didn't throw a penalty his way, then like they would have gotten way more backlash like 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, is it like the new I mean the new well, I know they changed this year rather than like if you overtake off the track rather than being 5 seconds to 10 seconds.
That's true.
Someone did point out that pushing off the track, George got a 5 second last.
Last week. Last
But
week?
also I kind of wonder if it was a yeah, it was last week in Coda. I wonder if it was because turn four, he pushes him off the track, but then he pushes him off the track and overtakes off the track in the next corner. So I don't know if there was, if like that had something to do with it. Because technically just overtaking off the track is the 10 seconds, not even accounting for also shoving them off the track. Very weird. I don't know. I think it's very well
Well,
deserved because I get like it, like that is insane behavior to do,
yeah.
especially the first one. Like if it was just the first corner, if it was just turn four or whatever, yeah, turn four, And it was just like that's all that happened. And then it was 10 seconds, maybe a little harsh, but I think when you like look at it all together as like one thing, like I think 20 seconds is fine. Like bring back a drive-through, honestly, at that point, because good Lord.
I love IndyCar's drive-through penalties. I think they're so mean, and I want to see them back in F1.
Yeah, like for
Like,
Checo's false start. Bring back a
okay,
drive-through for that.
I in his comment.
Yes.
Sorry, go back.
I want to get a something in about the penalties before we move on. This,
Oh yes.
come on,
Go. I'm
this
too
is
good. Oh
not
no,
good. We're
I'm
gone.
too much of
We're
an
on a
ADHD
roll.
rambler. This is bad.
My stance, this is where I'm at. I think that Max probably deserved it, but I think that last week
Probably.
he pushed it to see what he could get away with, and he got away with it. So I said this on Fan Behavior, why would you not do it again?
Yeah.
And if the stewards, it's not just Max's, just if he's not getting penalized for risky moves, keep freaking doing them. Like, that is Max Verstappen. He's gonna
Yeah.
push a limit of the rules. He, like I said, he's one of the smartest drivers in terms of, like, he knows the rule book in and out. He knows what he can get away with. And if you're continuously getting away with it, do it again. This time he didn't. And you know what? This going into Brazil, I guarantee he's not gonna do it again because now a precedent is set. There is no consistency with the stewards. That is the biggest issue here.
Yeah, which they did make that change, which also I wonder this could be why it's 10 and not 5, is because he was not ahead at the apex.
Right.
Lando
That's
was,
true.
and he shoved him wide. So I don't know if like that also has something to do, because they did clarify
Fully pushed
after
him
the
off the
whole,
track.
yeah, like after the whole Lando appeal, they did clarify they're like, if you're ahead, you just have to be ahead of the apex, which is why there were some crazy dive bombs. We'll get to that later.
Right.
But
I
I
also
remember.
think, like Emma said, there's huge eyes on what are the stewards gonna do against Max because there's this conspiracy that Red Bull's untouchable in terms of penalties
Oh,
and
I
all.
was waiting for some for them to
So
do nothing or give five
I know.
seconds, be like, ugh,
I was like,
oh.
they're just gonna let this slide. They're not gonna do anything.
Right.
But they were
So
so strict on Max yesterday. Not yesterday, yesterday, with his track limits.
track limits.
It
Yeah.
was like a fraction of a
Him
millisecond.
and Charles, honestly, so close.
A fraction of a millisecond that all four tires were off in that one corner. And I was like, how did they get this? Like, how did they see this? Like, there were multiple camera multiple camera angles that, like, it looks fine. And so I'm just like,
Yeah, I didn't know the
so
camera angle they have that we don't have.
the stewards this week were like, we're not letting anything slide. Like,
Nope.
absolutely nothing. Sorry. But also last year, we talked about, I mean, Max was in his own world last year, like 10, 20 seconds ahead for most of these races. And the second that he did have to fight someone, we saw him fight dirty because he's like, Max doesn't know how to race alongside other people. Like, he's just in his own world and just thinks he can just do whatever benefits him. And so,
To be
like, do you know what I
fair, he
mean?
did race Carlos fine, but that's because Carlos is not fighting him for the championship.
That's fair. That's true. But I just feel like when Max
I
is
don't know.
like,
I think that's like an overarching, like, generalization of Max that I don't think is fair. I don't think that it's
oh.
to say that he what?
Canadian, too nice. Spoiler
No,
alert, plot twist.
I'm a Max fan. I
I
don't
don't
think
know. I just
that
feel
it's fair
like
to say that he
Max.
only knows how to fight dirty. That's not true.
He knows how to push the rules to their upper limits, which
That's definitely it.
does appear a little dirty at points. I mean, today was literally dirty because he got 20 seconds of time penalties. But he does know how to push the rules, which I respect, because you gotta honestly, like, you can't get mad if it's not in the rules. Like, you just,
Yeah.
and he
Right.
knows he, I don't know if he pays someone to study the rules or find, like, has a lawyer that's just like his loophole lawyer or what, but
And
like,
I mean, you could go back to 2021 to think about how he raced Lewis. Yes. But again, that was like both of them really pushing the limits on what
Oh
they could.
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's
Crazy.
yes. Matt
Yeah, the
it,
only thing I'll say about the penalties was the TV direction. Not always the best. The TV direction to just stay on the Red Bull pit box for the whole 20 seconds was
Oh yeah.
phenomenal. That was so
What?
funny.
I
They
was like,
ate with that.
okay,
I
we're
was
just
like, they're
gonna
gonna cut
watch.
away, and then they just left it. I was like, ooh, well done. That was comedy gold.
Okay.
They knew what they were doing.
That was for everybody at home who didn't get the who was waiting for last week's penalty.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
That was it. That was for us.
Yeah, oh God. I've never taken notes on a race before. I took notes on this race because I realized so much was happening. And I was just like, what the heck? But speaking of more what the heck moments, Checo.
Which moment?
What? I
Or just
mean,
Checo in general?
Checo in general, first of all. Let's start with the false start. And who was that? I think that was your guys' Instagram. It was like, I wish I had the confidence that
Yes,
Checo had.
I can't, I need to say it. Like, it
That was
was
so funny.
made me like pee my pants laugh. 'Cause what did
Dude.
his engineer say? It was let me find it. It says false start on the race control messages, and so confidently. Nope, it
Yeah.
was a great start.
Yeah.
Like,
Which,
you
if
are
for
correct,
some,
my guy. It
it
was
was a
a
great
great
start.
start. It
It
was
was a great
not
start because you were
correct.
halfway out of the pit box.
It was like, you were, that was not, you weren't, it was wrong. It was great. It was wrong. But like, so confidently.
Yeah.
Nope. Not
Mans
even
was so
like
far past the yellow line, you couldn't see the yellow line
it
on the
wasn't
onboard.
even like an argumentative, like, no, you're wrong. It was like, nope. It was
Yep.
great. I'm great. I did everything perfectly. Like,
Yeah. Which is.
that's what I need in my daily life. That
And
confidence.
it's brutal because he had a really good start, honestly, which.
It was a great
Yeah.
start. It was still
Yeah.
illegal.
Oh, it was still illegal, which is really funny. And then his little battle with Lawson.
Oh
I
my God.
don't know what was going on. Yeah. Also, Lawson passing him and giving him the middle finger was maybe one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
Kate, is that your opinion? Because we
I
have
thought that was
different
really
opinions
funny.
of that. We think that this is just kind of like the start. I mean, I can't, Hannah will say her own things, but I feel like Zoe put it well in the last episode that we just did, but like, he's not making friends. Like, after the incident with
Liam?
Fernando, yeah, after the incident with
Oh.
Fernando last week, when Fernando was like, this kid's like, it's his career on the line, not mine.
Yeah.
And then like this week, that battle with Checo, like, yeah, by all means, fight for race position, but to flip him off like that, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like he's
I love it.
I it was weird. I didn't expect it, and like, it wasn't called for, I think, because I Liam doesn't have, or hasn't, I don't think, I don't know these drivers, but I feel like Liam hasn't earned that same respect that all the other drivers on the grid have. So it's like different if Carlos flips, like, I don't know, Lando off. Like, I mean, they're friends, it's a bad
Charles.
example. It's like, but it Liam flipping Checo off, it just kind of seems like a big like, F you, I'm gunning for your spot. Like,
Yeah.
that's just like the mentality I had. I was just like, whoa, buddy, you gotta take a step back.
That's
Like,
fair. I think, I can't remember. I think, who said this? It was someone's something that I was listening to. It might have been P1. I don't remember. Someone said something that was basically like, the first races you have in F1 are very defining to how people respect you, how they like race you. If they know you're a pushover and can just be, driven off the road, all these things, they're not gonna respect you. Not in like a, they might just respect you in general, but like they know that you're gonna be easy to be overtaken. Whereas like
Well, you can
Liam has
still,
put some battles in
yeah, and you
and
can still
yeah.
have that battle and still fight on the track and like still show respect to other drivers.
Yeah. Which he did with Alonso. Alonso was just being a baby because, which
Well,
is
no,
funny
and
because it's
so,
exactly the driving Alonso would do.
and so last week when this happened and like Liam finished ahead of Alonso in the race, I was like, I like that, because like Liam is
Yeah.
showing Alonso that he can race. Like, it, nothing, there, what, it didn't. It felt like justified almost, whereas this week it was just like, where is this coming from?
Oh, I thought it was very. Checo was driving like a maniac. The man shoved him wide and then had the audacity to not give him space into the corner, run in, literally turn into him. And I mean, I think everyone watching and commentators all thought he had a puncture with how slow Checo went out of that corner. But I think
Well, again,
it's a little spicy, but I think it's fine.
the track action is different than the flipping off. I think everyone's here for the track action. I think that's what Emma's saying, but the flip off was weird, I think. And I would have held a different kind of opinion on that had it not been a Red Bull family driver, someone who Liam is actively gunning for his seat. I would have had a different opinion on it. And if it was Fernando, I would have been like, okay, interesting. I wouldn't have hated it. This week, I really didn't like that move. I did not. The flip off
I think it
was.
was bold because, like you said, he was battling Checo. I mean, even when like Max passed him, the man put up no fight at all.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If you respect the Red Bull family rules, like papaya rules, if you
Yeah.
respect that enough to let Max through because Max had a 20-second penalty, is now trying to climb the order, you need to have the same respect and not flip off
Yeah.
Checo.
To be fair, Max was on fresh tires as well. So I think Liam knew that like it's not even a battle worth fighting. I think Liam saw with Checo that he had like a chance to be like, all right, like I'm gonna put some elbows out, like have a little battle, show that I can do things. I mean, if the Mercedes showed us anything, it was that you could have some nice clean battles around Mexico for so long. It's crazy. And then, I think it's whether people agree with the flipping off or not, I think it was very funny. I think it was
It's interesting.
deserved. I think it was deserved for what how Checo was driving. Was it bold? Yeah, it's very bold when you're thinking about who it is, because that is the seat that you're trying to get. But also, I think of all teams, Red Bull is the team that likes a little bit of spice in their drivers. Hashtag Max Verstappen. And I don't think like I if it was like if it was like Liam's fault for anything, like things that happened on the track, and like he just made like an egregious error and then did that. Horrible things, which at the end of the day, who knows what Christian Horner thinks, but just sensing Horner's personality and everything, I feel like he watches that and he's not going to say anything, but it's like, okay, fair enough. So those are my thoughts. Controversial opinions maybe here. Let us know in the comments what you think.
Do you think Liam should have flipped Checo off?
Yes or no? But it was funny. I don't know. It was just, and then Checo had the side pod damage and then he just was done.
And so was
And the
like
man was
fastest
screwed.
lap. Let's go. It's like, are you? Let's just chill. Let's just chill at
Go
that
for
point.
it.
Take a
See
break.
what you can do, but
I don't know.
was never gonna happen.
Listen, I always want a driver to win or like at least do well at their home race. So Checo just having such a shit weekend. Like, I don't. I don't know. I don't have any more words. I like all I'm asking is like, why does he still have that seat? And there was, for the rumors for the longest time was that Liberty Media wanted to keep Checo in the seat at least until Mexico because of that huge fan base. And it's like, great. He did nothing this race. His fans left disappointed. I'm gonna just assume that because he did not have a good race and not have a good weekend. The race is over. Now what? Like, are you gonna drop
Horner
him
has
now?
literally said that that seat is not guaranteed for him next year.
No
He said
seat
this
is
weekend.
guaranteed. Those Red Bull contracts are nothing.
Well, I
They
mean,
don't
unless
mean
you're
anything
Max, then you're
unless you're
fine.
Max. But even then, Max is probably like the second Max is done, he's probably just gonna be like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
Like,
true.
those Red Bull contracts don't mean anything. So I don't
Nope.
think I think Checo will finish out the season, but I don't think he has a seat next
Oh,
year.
yeah. There's only four races left.
There's
Yep.
only four
Yeah.
races
There's
left.
only four races left. You're not gonna like he would have to do atrocious, but it is crazy to look at Red Bull and go, you should be P2 in the constructors right now. Not handily, but like you should be there. It maybe even still ahead of McLaren at the moment. And congrats, you dropped below Ferrari today to
I
be
drop
P3,
below Ferrari.
which
Hang on.
is
How many points has Max brought to the Drivers' Championship? So Max has
so many more.
362 points.
Let's check out like 100.
And Checo is at 150. So he's
How many
brought
does Red Bull have total?
Red Bull total 512. 512.
No, I got it.
Are you doing the math?
Yeah.
It's a lot of points.
No, but she's figuring
It's
out the percentage. I see.
70%.
That's crazy. Which, to be
Absolutely.
fair, is probably what he had last year over Checo. It was around like 60-70%, but it didn't matter because that car was so clear of the entire world.
Like none of the other drivers could compete.
Literally didn't matter. It's just, yeah, like I don't know how that man has a seat in Formula One. I've said it. There are multiple drivers that I don't think should have seats in Formula One anymore. One of them I will not name because
Name it. Oh, don't name it.
of
I know
company.
exactly who you're talking about. Don't even get me
But
started.
like Checo is even more egregious than that person. Like, I mean, if I think what is the most telling thing is looking at the driver standing, Max still holding P1, which is crazy. And then it's Lando, and then it's Charles, and then it's Oscar, and then it's Carlos. So you got a little flip-flop there of the McLaren and Ferrari's fair. And then it's the Mercedes together. And
And
then
then,
in eighth is Checo.
I don't know, maybe Hannah's doing the same, but I'd like quickly did the math for the other teams.
Yeah, like I don't know what the
So,
exact percentage is, but like if you like Lando
well,
315, Oscar
I
251. That's like
so
a
Lando's got 55% of the points, and Charles has 54% of the points for Ferrari. So like looking at those
That's
literally
fair.
from a math perspective, like those driver lineups are equal. You have Max versus Checo right now. Checo's not contributing anything. He hasn't been
Yeah.
in forever. Even
I mean,
McLaren, like, or not McLaren, Mercedes, sorry. Like, yeah, they're sixth and seventh, and Like they don't have a fighting chance for the constructors right now, but that lineup is still pretty equal.
Yeah, it's just
And
not what
I
you
get
want to
having a
see.
I get having like a first place, like a first or number one driver or number two driver, but that doesn't mean that your number two driver can like not do anything, take like a back seat.
Be that bad. It's
Yeah.
at the end of the day, it's crazy that I think almost every weekend we have talked about Checo
Every
and how he
weekend.
has a seat, or like how he still has a seat. And I think it's any other driver in that seat, or even like look at Logan Sargeant, but like any other driver that's that far off their teammate, done for, gone. Maybe not like in the middle of the season, but for sure not having a 2-year contract renewal. There's no way.
No way.
So it's gonna be very interesting to see how the season ends with the constructors, and
Speaking
who
of
knows? Checo
Logan
could get
Sargeant.
past. Oh, never mind. He couldn't get past by Alonso. Alonso's at
No.
60 points. That'd be
No,
crazy.
Alonso, unfortunately, Aston Martin is not did not have a fighting chance, but it's fine. But you mentioned Logan Sargeant, and I just saw a stat about Williams, and it says that 5 points were scored across Williams in 66 races. This is Latifi and Sargeant. And Franco in his last four races has scored 5 points. But I will say that Logan Sargeant's 1 point was a technicality because someone was disqualified. So
Two
technically only
people.
4 points were won, which means Franco in four races has done more for Williams than their past two drivers in 3 seasons.
Yeah. Speaking of, the man got a penalty today at the end of the race.
Franco did?
Yeah, 10 seconds for the collision with
Really? I didn't know
his.
that.
Yeah, it was
With
who'd
Liam?
he. Yeah, when he took out his wing, they gave him 10 seconds for causing a collision, which,
I mean, he wasn't in the points anyway. He was close, but like he wasn't in
yeah,
the
he
points.
wasn't in the points, but it's fine. Honestly, at the end of the day, it was an error. I think it's a fair penalty. It's unfortunate, but that man drives that car very hard. He's very good. He will have a seat at some point. When will it be? Who knows? Hopefully it's next year. That'd be cool. My dream, this is my dream,
Share it.
that Yuki won't like to hear this dream. I'm sorry, Yuki, if you listen to the Track Talk podcast. I'm sure you do. When you hear all the Charles fanfic, obviously. Liam to the Red Bull seat. Yuki still in V carb because Christian Horner forgets he exists until he crashes the car. And Franco to the V carb. I think that would be chef's kiss money
Well, that's what
move.
the people are speculating right now,
Yeah,
and that
so.
there's conversation about Liam taking Checo's seat. I mean, there's you can't go a week without hearing something new. Like even the rumors about Oscar going to Red Bull, like that's BS, not gonna happen.
Never.
Helmut Marko just likes to talk. I think he just likes the sound of his own voice. Like he doesn't. I don't believe anything. Like even when he says like, oh, wasn't it him or was it Helmut at one point in the season, or no, him or Christian at one point in the season, they were like Checo's locked in, like we're not worried about him. But it's just like, really? Like you're just saying that because like you have to. I don't know. It's fine.
I mean, what are they going to say? Yeah, Checo's on super thin ice. They kind
Well,
of have.
they
They
basically
have.
have said
They
that
kind of have
this
said
weekend.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, they're not going to
Finally.
publicly. I don't think they're going to publicly be like, you know, two
Well,
more races of bad
they
performance
said
and
that
no.
with Nick DeVries when he was in V Carb. They were like, he's got a three race, like, what's the word? Probation.
Well, did they come out and say that, or was
Yes.
that like a rumor
They
thing
came out
that
and like said it. Like it
Helmut
was
Marko
like
said he is a
it was
three-week.
confirmed that he said that Nick DeVries has like three races to
Yeah,
like
I
prove
think
like
it
prove
wasn't
it.
like on in an interview or anything. I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, it was like in like a Red Bull meeting or something, but it was like made public and then it was confirmed. So they didn't actively say anything, but it was confirmed, which is crazy. But
Know, but then they followed through with it. So,
yeah. So
anyway.
who knows? Who
But you
knows?
still have this man on your payroll in your team. So you like obviously he's gonna go in and say, like, yeah, he's fine, it's all fine. And also just sign a contract. So they would get so much backlash for signing a contract and then going into the media and being like, oh yeah, you know, hot water. So I think it's just like saving face. Like, don't take like literally anything Helmut Marko says to be
Seriously.
serious. I take
Classic.
none of it seriously. Every
None
time
of
he
it.
quote, I'm like, okay, that's why when I found out the Danny stuff, I literally just brushed it off. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. They're gonna get rid of
Sure.
in season, and then it
Sure.
happened, and I was like, holy shit, this is the one thing that actually happened. The one thing I didn't want to be true.
I know. The one thing that happened.
The one thing.
Yeah, but speaking of second drivers, Oscar. What in the world was McLaren's strategy with Oscar? Someone explained to me what they went, we're gonna start him on the mediums. All right, fair. You can overtake in Mexico. Sure, make some moves. The man didn't do anything. I
No.
love you, Oscar, but like couldn't do anything. And then they didn't pit him to lap 40
I
on the
know. And even
mediums.
he was like, wasn't he like, can you get
He
me out of
literally was
here?
like, can you please bring
Yeah.
me in?
He said
Like,
he was in a battle, I'm pretty sure, with Franco, and he was like, can you get me out of this situation?
yeah. Because when
Like,
Lewis was on fresh tires and caught back up to them, and
yeah.
oh my, I don't know what. He
Like,
finished
did they?
P8, so whatever, but
I just feel like the McLaren team just kind of took a little bit of a backseat today. They were just like, you guys figure it out. You guys are good. You can do your own thing. And
yeah.
then like, because even then with Lando, like Lando had a decent drive. It just wasn't until like the last bit of the race or so when he really started to catch up to
Yeah.
Charles. So like, we didn't really get any like strategy, I would say, from McLaren at all this race. It was just kind of like, oh, let's see what they do.
Yeah,
I feel bad
there
for
was.
Oscar. I don't like, usually Oscar's not on my mind, but I felt bad for him when he was like, please pull me out of this shit.
Please.
Yeah. Like, didn't he?
Yeah,
Like, I think
when
that's the
he
first time he
swore,
swore on the radio. I was like,
I was like, oh.
whoa.
Because even
This is a
like
call
it
for
was like
help.
Palmer, I think, was like, oh,
Not.
that is very unexpected from Oscar.
It was a call for help.
Yeah, it literally was. But oh well, he made it work at the end of the day, but it was not, weirdly not the greatest day for McLaren since Lando should have won that race if Max hadn't screwed him so bad.
I know. I felt like Lando definitely had a shot, like a should have had a shot had it not been for just Max. But then like Lando being able to keep his pace and then like catch up to Charles. And yeah, we saw
That was good.
Charles spin, not spin out, but like have his little mess up. Avoid the wall, thankfully.
Yeah.
But I think that Lando would have overtaken him within the next few laps anyway. So it was just a matter of time,
Honestly,
but
that lap, I think it
yeah,
was
it was,
happening.
and like Charles knew he was
He had
under pressure.
DRS. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, like props to Lando for like doing what he could, and still
Yeah.
finishing second despite having such a shitty start with Max.
What
Big
did the
gap
shout out. Oh, yeah.
end up being? What was the gap? 5 seconds?
With
With
By the end,
Charles?
four.
Yeah, 4. Okay. I really think like if
Think.
this race was 5 laps longer, Lando would have won. He had the pace on
Yeah.
Carlos even. Carlos was
4.7 off of
so
Carlos.
far. Yeah,
He's
he was just so
good.
far ahead.
He's very
Like
good.
Lando is, yeah, he's an incredible driver, and I wish he won. I wish he won that race, but
Yeah.
it's okay. Next week.
Also, big shout out to Lando and Charles in the cool down room watching Charles snap and Lando's going, little side eye.
Oh, we were
Like,
getting like watch the cool down room.
oh my God, it was. Even and like the well like oh no, sorry, the side eye was at Max's dive bomb. Neither of them said anything. Lando just smirked and Charlie like looked at each other. But then Charles is watching the point where he almost like smashes into the wall, where I think everyone's heart stopped. And he is like, he's laughing, he's cracking a joke with the two of them. He's like, that was crazy. Like, I was so close. I was like, sir,
I
you're
mean,
too chill about this.
it's the cool down room. Yes, we chill. I
Yeah.
think they're just happy to be at the position where they're at. And I mean, Ferrari. Like,
Yeah.
nobody thought they would be rivaling for constructors. And no one thought that Charles would even be this close to the WDC. I don't think he's going to win, no. But no one thought that he would have been this close to it. So I think that, like, whatever happens at this point in the season, they're just kind of like, you know what? This is a win for us. Let's take this season as a win. Yeah.
R.I.P. Carlos, though.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so like he is going out with his head held high. And like it's heartbreaking. He's like, I wanted one more win for Ferrari. And it's just like, oh,
Yeah.
like you are.
He's gonna be real sad next year when Lewis wins the championship with Ferrari.
Ooh, those are fighting words.
I don't know.
Hey, you
I could
never
see
know
it. The way
if
the
they win
Ferrari's
the
looking right now, I could see it.
but if they win the constructors and have limited wind tunnel time, like
True. True.
We'll
That is a good
see. We'll
point.
see.
Yeah.
I know. I Yeah, Carlos, like he had such a good weekend, and like I think
Was crazy.
knowing that he's gonna go from this to Williams next year, I might like I don't want.
Yeah. Which
There are
Williams has been
so
getting
many
better,
other teams I
so.
want to see Carlos at before Williams, so I'm just like, it's just shitty.
He
It's tough.
deserves so much better, but that's all right because Lewis wanted to go to Ferrari, so let him live
Yeah,
his dream.
do you think that next year Esteban and the Haas or Carlos and the Williams will finish higher?
Esteban in the Haas or
Ooh.
Carlos?
Because the Haas looks much better right now.
The Haas does just look better, so that might just come down to the car they bring to the start of the season,
If
honestly. That could be a
Esteban,
close one.
if Esteban and the Haas finishes ahead of Carlos and the Williams, I
I'm
no.
out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
We're done.
I'm
End
out.
of
I'm
track
out.
talk. End of
Yeah,
Formula
the
One.
inherited track talk now. What
It's
you're welcome.
Josh's. Josh can take it over.
right, guys, you heard it here first. If Esteban Ocon finishes in front of Carlos in the 2025 season, track talk will be track talk with Josh.
Track Josh. Track
Just me.
Josh.
Track Josh. Oh my God. I may become an Esteban fan next year just so I can air
Decked out in
the
Esteban merch. Like,
podcast. Woo! I've never cared about that man in my entire life. But you'll just see me be like, Ocon! Oh my gosh.
President of the
Yeah.
STFC fan club. Speaking
True.
of being fans of drivers who don't have a lot of fans, I just want to say it's Lance Stroll's birthday on the 29th. It's coming up, and I don't know when the episode will
And
be
he's
out. Usually we
single.
post on Tuesdays. What did you just say?
I said, and he's single.
He is single now, which we think it's not
We
100%
think.
confirmed,
That
but
feels pretty confirmed.
it feels pretty confirmed. She deleted all of the pictures of them on Instagram,
Yeah.
and we are not a gossip podcast, but anything
But
about
I
Lance
am.
Stroll. Josh is a gossip podcast.
Yeah,
Josh is gossip.
I am a gossip podcast. What do
Josh
I
is
think about
gossip.
Lance Stroll? Is that what you just asked me?
No, I don't think I asked
Oh.
you anything.
Oh, maybe I just really wanted you to ask me that.
What do you think about Lance Stroll, Josh?
I hate the
Josh K,
man,
but
and he should
don't
not have a
you
seat in Formula One.
think? Okay, but like, don't you
What do you
think
think about
that?
him being single?
Yeah, what do you think about him being single?
I'm gonna slide into his DMs before Emma does.
See, and you were just h trying to help me yesterday slide into someone's DM. So I feel like if you're
Yep,
gonna
it's
help me
true.
now, you're gonna help me with Lance. Like he is
Yeah.
it's he's a day older than me. Okay. Literally, we are the same age minus a
Is he
day.
really?
Yes, his birthday's on the
That's
29th and
crazy.
mine's on the 30th. And we both turned 26 this
Oh my God,
year.
happy early birthday.
Thank you so much. My only request is that I date Lance. That's my only wish for your
Okay,
birthday.
well.
That's it. Just one
We,
date. I just want to go on one
yeah.
date with him.
Crazy. He's not anywhere near the hottest driver on the grid, but that's okay.
I never said that he was. So I don't know why you are now, I don't know why that's your attack, why that's
It's
your.
this is why this is a side tangent. I texted Emma because I went to the P1 live show in LA whenever it was 2 weeks ago, and they do a whole section. It's very funny. It's called Controversial Takes or something. I don't know. Basically, you just throw out a wild take. There were some wild ones. Someone was like, Oscar will have less wins than Daniel by the end of his career, and it's like, I love Daniel, but you are insane.
Wow.
That man, I made some assumptions about him after that statement. Then this girl stands up and goes, Lance Stroll is the hottest driver on the grid. And then
Legit?
she was being legit. And then Tommy looks at her and just goes, he's not even the hottest driver at Aston Martin. And the crowd lost it. Lost it. Like, people were screaming for security for her. It was so funny. I was
If
like,
you were
hey,
that girl,
yeah.
please reach out to us.
If you
We
were
are
that
a
girl,
friend for you.
if you were that girl, I want to be your best friend. I want to talk about Lance Stroll. Do I think he's the hottest driver on the grid? No, Charles Leclerc exists. But
Okay, good.
like,
That was what
he,
Matt said.
yeah, I'm like, are you
Yeah.
kidding me? Like, Charles, it's Charles Leclerc. And
Can
then also
you
that
hear that?
video, what? What?
Can you hear the chaos outside my window?
No, I can't hear anything. Are you
No.
good?
Okay.
Are you good? Are you
A little
safe?
brawl
Are
on the
you in danger?
streets?
There's just a bunch of motorcycles going by, I think.
Oh, perfect.
It's I'm actually yeah I'm posted up at MotoGP
That
right
classic MotoGP street race of
now. Minnesota.
Minnesota, where it's probably already snowing or something. Who knows?
Hey, anyway, I don't think Lance is the hottest driver on the grid. However,
Phew.
that doesn't change the fact that I am literally in love with him, and I think that we would be the most perfect couple to ever exist ever.
Okay,
Yeah.
Emma, seriously, like, okay, question. If Lance and Charles both legitimately were coming for your heart, you
Ooh.
choose Lance.
Let her cook, guys. Let her cook.
Like,
You choose Lance?
yeah.
That's crazy, Emma.
I love him.
I love how committed you are to him. That's what I love. I love how
Wow.
committed you are.
Okay, but also the thing is, if I were to date Charles, I couldn't date Charles. He's prettier than me. Like, I just would
Oof.
feel so self-conscious and like horrible that entire relationship, knowing that I was dating a man who is literally God. You know what I mean? So
Okay.
at least with Lance, one, he comes from money. I'm set for life. Two, what?
They all have
They
money.
do all have money. That's fair. But I also want to be friends with
Yeah.
Chloe. I want to be friends with his sister. And so that's an in with that. And I just love Lance. I don't know what it is. I don't,
I'd
it's
literally
just.
rather date Scotty James, like by a landslide.
Scotty James is hot.
Well, I
He's
also like
hot.
Scotty James.
Yeah.
Listen,
Someone said I
more for
looked like
me.
Scotty James the other day, and I was like, wow,
Thank
thank
you.
you. Thank you.
Someone said you look
Wow.
like Scotty James.
Yeah.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah. That's really nice. I don't see it, but
I don't see
sure.
it.
I
Don't
haven't seen it at
either.
all.
But maybe
Yeah.
you have like you kind of have like a similar like funny personality. So
Yeah.
maybe it, I
Yeah, it
say
might
like
be the personality.
mannerisms. Same
I could see
similar
that.
mannerisms. Yeah.
Yeah, Emma,
Maybe
that's
like
crazy to
funny
pick Lance over
personality.
Charles.
I well, you know what? It's never gonna happen for me to pick Lance over Charles or
I
Charles over
realize,
Lance.
Emma, you with Lance is just me with Daniel, but one, my driver's hotter and he's won races, so.
Josh, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We can end it
Is why I made sure to avoid any Lance things at
there.
at the Track Talk live show.
All I wanted to say was that usually our episodes come out on Tuesday, and that's when his birthday is. So I was gonna say happy birthday,
Ah.
Lance.
And then the
And
next day
then
is Emma's birthday. So everyone message Emma, say happy birthday.
no, everybody message Lance, tell him to say happy birthday to me. Thank you.
That's right. Actually,
Don't
that's a good
talk to
point.
me, talk
Everyone
to
do
him.
that. Talk to him. Oh my
Emma does not
God.
want any birthday wishes this year. Y'all need to tell Lance to wish her a happy birthday. That is
That's
all.
it.
That is
That's
it.
it.
I mean, we just need to figure out our degrees of separation from Lance Stroll.
Okay, so Canadian.
Okay,
That's, yeah, I
great.
got nothing.
And then how are we going to put up like a big moose for him or something that goes and finds
So we
him?
used to have one degree of separation, actually.
Oh.
Well, we used to. We don't anymore because she doesn't work for that
She
team
doesn't,
anymore.
yeah.
But she knows
But
him,
she got
right?
us. She
Well, she
got us.
knows him. That's still one degree of
She got
separation.
us signed Lance hat, signed Lance poster. I have Fernando Alonso's friendship bracelet. I think you have
Have
Lance
like how
too.
Hannah said, us. I see nothing Lance Stroll behind her.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. This is my setup, and Emma's in our OG setup, which used to be our setup, but obviously,
Yeah.
yes.
But now she left me. So
Oh,
actually,
she
we each
left.
have a poster and we each have a hat. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Wait, hang on. Don't move.
Where am I gonna go?
There we go.
My only
They
signed hat
signed
is
it.
an FE hat.
Same
Thanks,
here.
McLaren.
Yeah, thanks, McLaren, for
Oh,
that
wait, you were there for that. Yeah. Oops. But I did an
That
interview
feels
for with
weird.
McLaren and wore an Andretti hat. Whoops.
Hey,
But
I
it got me a
saw.
signed McLaren hat, so.
Okay, I put on a new hat, and I saw a post the other day that said it was a girl wearing a hat, and it said like, "Everyone knows you're not a hat person. You look stupid with the hat. Take the hat off because everyone knows that you don't wear hats." And that's how I feel when I wear hats because I'm not a hat person, and I feel like when I put on hats, people know that I'm not a hat person.
I feel like you
People
look fine
only
with a
know
hat on.
that because, okay, no, you look fine with it.
What
But
is
I
this?
think because I'm such a hat person, people don't associate
Mm.
you as being a hat person.
Now I have on my
That
Aston
checks
Martin
out.
hat, which Lance Stroll has held to sign.
That's crazy.
Wait, I have something to say.
Okay.
I
Yes.
forgot. I
She
forgot what it was.
forgot.
She forgot. This
Fuck.
episode's chaotic.
Well, while you think of it, I think we should talk about the George and Lewis battle because, George with a broken wing, sir. Well
Respectful
done.
Kings. When George said he felt raindrops, I was like, I think we've seen this film before.
Yeah.
Like,
And then someone else said they felt rain. I was like, okay, well, but you're
I
probably
was like,
not
okay,
both
did
sweating in your
you hear
helmet.
the commentator say, tell
Yeah.
George to check for sweat?
Yeah. It was like, George, we've been through this. You're never
Oh,
going to
it's
live it
so
down.
good.
Are you sure you're not sweating? Like,
So good. It did get very dark. You could even see it on
it
the
did. All
like
of a
TV.
sudden, I did think it was going to rain. And I think Max was hoping it was going to rain.
There was rain in the area, but
But it, and I think that area was only on George Russell's car for one
yeah.
moment.
It
And
was like a cartoon where it's just a cloud
it was just, it was
over
Mario
George's
Kart.
car.
Someone actually sent him
Do
the
do
like
do
the
do
rain
do
cloud
do
or whatever.
the Yeah, it was Lewis because he's like, I can't get
Lewis
by
behind.
him. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That was a crazy little battle. I am glad they had a nice battle and it
I'm
was
glad that it was like
really fun.
that it didn't end in like one of them in the wall.
I was
Because it
scared.
could have, but
Yeah.
they're both good drivers. They know how to
Yeah.
put their elbows out but not be mean about
They're
it.
like Carlos
And
and Charles. They're gonna fight hard, but like they're gonna leave space for their driver. Like they're not trying to cause some teammate chaos here.
yeah, no, it was good.
But Yeah, it was a
Who
little,
ended
that was
up
crazy.
taking that? Lewis, right?
Lewis got it, yeah.
Yeah.
He ended up overtaking. It was a nice overtake.
It was a nice overtake. Yeah, it was a chaotic race, and I can't wait to see. I'm sure there'll be interviews of Max and questions about the accident and the incidents, and I'm sure he will think he did nothing wrong. So,
Course.
congrats, sir.
He didn't him.
Well, to be fair,
Yeah.
none of them think they did anything wrong ever.
Fair. That's a
Yeah.
good point. I can't argue with that.
I
Yeah, it
wish
was.
I had the mindset of a Formula One driver.
The real
I
question here is,
am right all the time, always.
yeah, I also am right all the time. It's true. You can ask Caitlin that. She will disagree.
Was gonna
I feel
say.
like Caitlin's right more of
No,
you.
Caitlin's right all the time. Let's be clear. Wait, I was also going to say, I also had a thought about something the driver did. Oh, I was going to ask. Okay, four races to go, two sprint races. Championship on or off? Is Lando going to take it? Could he take it? Thoughts?
There's two more sprint races? No, there's
Brazil and
not.
Qatar.
Wait, for
Brazil and
real?
Qatar.
I literally, after that 4 week break that we just had, and then we came to Coda, and then there was a sprint race, I forgot they existed. Because
Because they're
why are
at
they
the second
all
half of
at
the
the end?
season.
Exactly. Why are they all at the
Yeah.
end of the season? For a second, I was like, damn, they listened to me and they cut them, but they didn't. They just
No,
all
it's
had
literally
them
just
at the
every
end.
other weekend. It's
So stupid.
Coda, not Mexico. Then it's Brazil, and then it's Qatar.
Oh my God, there's two more sprint races left. That's the worst idea in the entire world.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
real. I don't
So
think I don't like sprint races. nobody does.
Nobody does. They're the worst. I think Max is going to win the championship, but I think McLaren is going to hold on to constructors unless something wild happens to McLaren
Yeah.
next race and Ferrari does another one too. I just think that constructors probably is going
Yeah.
to stick with McLaren. That's just my guess.
Yeah, Max
Side
and
McLaren.
McLaren.
the Coda sprint race did slap.
Yeah, no, it was a
That was a
good
great.
one.
I
It
like the
was.
sprint races when they're good, but the problem is they haven't been good in the past, I think, because battles haven't been close, so people aren't willing to like risk that much.
I
But
know.
this year, things are actually kind of
I
close,
know,
so
like
they're
8
like there's a lot up
points
for grabs.
make or break it.
8 points is a lot.
So,
Yeah.
I just like,
So
historically, they've been boring as heck. And I'm
I'm
like, I don't
so
want to watch
boring.
this. And it's
But
like, it
like
doesn't do
it
anything.
doesn't change even when they're good. The drivers don't want to do them.
No, they
Like
don't.
Max literally said that at COTA.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I really wish that they would find a way to like make it a reserve driver thing or like make it like an academy driver thing. And then it actually means something to the people that are driving in it. And you still are contributing to the team points. I just like these guys, they don't care. Yeah, Max is happy to take 8 points and like woohoo, but like he doesn't
Woohoo.
care. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's just it's
Who do you think's got the title?
I mean, I think there's way too much that Max needs to mess up for Lando to win, unfortunately. I mean, even today was a perfect example. Like, even when he puts a foot wrong 8 times and gets 20 seconds time penalty, he still managed to finish
Six.
P6, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, P6. And it's like, and even then, like the Ferraris are looking very good, which unfortunately is taking a lot of points away from Lando, because today it would have been a great day for Lando to win, because that would have been a nice point swing. But instead, he got second at least, so Max got some points there. But I think genuinely, like Lando would need to finish P1 or two in like Brazil or Qatar, and Max would just have to DNF for
Yeah.
there to be any chance of this happening. Because I mean, right now it's 47.
Yeah, about 47. I think
47
47, yeah.
points. Yeah. Which, like, is doable. I mean, that's not the craziest thing. But I think at this point in the season, it's just taking that many points consistently off of Max is, I mean, that is literally excluding sprint races. Well, or, sorry, right before. That's 11.75. So 12 points every weekend is what he needs to be over Max. He didn't
Over
even
Max.
get that today. He got
Yeah.
10 over Max. So,
Yeah.
like,
It's not impossible, but I don't think it's going to happen.
no, I don't think so either. I think it's gonna be very close. And then we're gonna have some controversial conversations about some decisions by McLaren this year.
Oh,
And some
yeah.
bad driving by Lando. Let's be clear. Love you,
Absolutely.
Lando, but yeah. But overall, crazy race. I was very happy because I was very scared into turn one, rightfully.
I know. I
It's been a
was.
little it's been a long time since we've had some proper turn one chaos, I feel
I
like.
know. But that's what we want to see. Like, we want to see,
Yeah.
like, that's what we want. We don't want to
Want
know
that.
where we don't just want to see, like, one driver take the pole, keep it the entire race. Like, this was good.
I want
This
some
is what
good
I like.
battling. I want some spicy stuff. Won't see teammates battling. Want Lando to gain advantage on Charles, and then Charles almost annihilate himself in the wall.
That
was almost really bad.
was
And that could have
so
changed
bad.
that, like, if a safety car comes out at that point, that would have changed the entire
Oh
race.
yeah. I mean, yeah, everyone's pitting for softs at that point. Yeah, at that point the race probably, but like it's like, what does Max do with that? He like that's a huge advantage. Like I literally, that's why I gasped when he almost crashed, because I was like, this would be so good for Max. Like, this is not good
It
for
would.
Lando.
It would. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
We started a new segment on this show last week called Masterclass or Disaster Class. Do you have, is that funny?
I love that so much.
Okay, great, because I came up with it.
Dang, didn't mean to like expand Hannah's ego more. My bad.
No, I was just like, everyone does like a pyramid or like something that like they rank their best moments and their worst. So anyways, do you have a master class and a disaster class from this weekend?
Disaster class, Red Bull, just overall.
Okay.
Really, I mean, really both of them, honestly, for different reasons. But if you have to pick a driver, Checo, sir, what are you doing? Masterclass, I mean, the obvious one, Carlos. The man drove so well they never even showed him. The Ferrari sponsor's gonna be like, can you make it a little closer? Just for like, just for us, please. I mean, I would say the other masterclass, probably who's gonna
Pause.
stand out. Haas, yeah, just in general, Haas, well done. That was very impressive. And I mean, I think Colapinto had a solid race until
He
he got the
didn't.
penalty. I mean, yeah, until he literally got a penalty. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, Lando didn't have a master class, but he had a really nice drive. He played things well. He got really screwed by Max just being slower than the Ferraris, losing tires, like, and he was just dropping. He was dropping so much to him. And so I don't know if it wasn't really a master class by Lando, but like he definitely extracted all he could, because the amount that he just kept setting fastest laps at the end of that race was ridiculous. I was
Like he was
getting
like, I
nervous.
am gunning for these Ferraris.
Yeah. And I was like, well done. So but yeah, Carlos, I mean, that was at like quali, just wow. Well done, Carlos. That was crazy.
Emma?
Disaster class, I would say Fernando retiring on his 400th start. Just
I forgot
painful.
about that.
I know, sorry. Master class. I'm gonna say like Carlos, like he, pole position, and then yeah, even though he lost the lead, technically, like he got it back, and that move he pulled to get it back was enough to keep him ahead for that entire race. So yeah, he won
Yeah.
driver of the day, and that was like well deserved too. You?
My master class is Haas because they even
That's
said on the
good.
broadcast, Gene Haas right now is smiling from ear to ear every week consistently, which has not happened to Haas since probably 2018. So, go Haas. I'm gonna miss that duo. I posted on our story. I think I'm
I
gonna miss that
know.
duo.
I will too.
I
They're
feel
such a
sad.
funny combo. It's like, what in the happen?
When you know the lore, it is just the most ridiculous, full circle, hilarious moment ever. Like, I just love it. And the disaster class for me is Yuki. Yuki is getting these opportunities
The
for like
pre
the
he's
record.
feeling the pressure.
He's feeling the pressure, he's uncomfortable, and he's not rising to the occasion. And unfortunately, I do not feel like he will be in contention for that Red Bull seat, no matter, like Zoe told us earlier that he's doing that Red Bull test. I think that's just a formality. I don't think there's any, like, I think that's Honda pushing for that. That's not a secret,
Yeah,
but
there's
I just don't
nothing
think there's
behind it.
any,
Like,
I think it's just to say that they did it. But you know what? Normally, I do think that Yuki performs very well and that I would say that he deserves at least a shot. But right now, these past two races, he's getting in his head. It's just
yep.
not, it's not a good situation. So,
Yeah.
and Yuki is my class.
Bonus mini disaster class. Alex Albon. The
That
incident
wasn't
during
his fault,
practice.
though.
The
Okay, practice,
practice
yeah.
one.
The practice
I don't
one
know what
was.
happened there. That was crazy. But yeah, the race one, unfortunate, but I think the pressure is getting to Yuki, and I think the pressure is getting to Alex a little bit as well.
Yeah,
Seems
these
like.
rookies coming in.
So, like, he sees how well Franco's doing, and he knows Carlos, who just won this race, is coming in next, and I think he's sweating a little bit. We've said
Yeah.
this for years. We've said this for years. We've never really known how good that Williams is because we just see Alex do things. We're like, oh, wow. But
Right,
then you
right.
look at his teammates and it's like Latifi, who horrible. And
His
it's like,
nickname is Crash Teefy. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's like, and now it's like, well, Franco got in and he's doing pretty good things with that car. It's not the best car on the grid, but it's definitely
not the
showing that like
worst.
Alex is putting it probably where it should be every weekend. So crazy stuff. Crazy weekend. And
Crazy
now we move
weekend.
on to Brazil. Woo! Which never causes drama ever. Woo.
Round three of the triple header, and we are ready
Sheesh.
for it. I think we can call it there unless you guys have anything else to add. Josh, can you share with our listeners where they can find you in a not stalker way,
Ah.
like in a social media way? I
If you want to
don't
find me in a stalker way,
know
don't.
what.
I've only ever had one semi-stalker, so let's not repeat that again. She was
That's an
weird.
off-camera conversation.
Oh yeah, it is. And you can follow me, Barista Josh Racing, on every platform. I do content. Obviously, that's the dumbest thing I've ever said in my life.
He does
It's been a
content.
long day. It's been a long day. I will be in Vegas, so there'll be some fun content coming from there. And I have a podcast that I make an episode once every 3 months, apparently.
Was going
So,
to say, I had no idea you had a podcast. Is it a
yeah.
gossip one?
No. Interview style. It's just I'm really bad about like it's. I need people in person, so it's really hard to get things. And like right now, I have a episode with Christina that is literally done. I think it's uploaded to YouTube, and I haven't hit post yet.
Okay, get on that.
Wait, I might. Yeah, that might be real. So yeah, drop a follow, say hi. Track Talk's great. Hopefully, I can join in for one of their fun podcasts about F1 fanfic because we had this idea last night and I think it's a great idea for the off season.
That your goal? Is that like the end game here with
I still think off season, me, Caitlin, you two, everyone brings in a fanfic. I think it'd be a hilarious episode for the
I
off season.
agree. Well, that'll happen. Don't worry, Josh.
Yes. Perfect.
Should we expand it? Like, should we ask for like more people to like hop in? Like Zoe and Hannah make one, and
Oh
like
yeah.
maybe Kate
It's
and
like a
Camille.
whole, it's like
So
a whole
good.
story time thing. I like it. Yeah. I think we should.
Yes. Okay, we'll workshop
Yeah.
this, but I love
And
that. This will
it can be like a
happen.
bracket.
Like, whose is better? And they
Ooh.
keep going forward. Oh my
A
God,
little vote, a
Hannah.
little vote. Okay, I like this. This is good.
That's
Yeah.
good.
And I think you vote based on the story and how the story is told. So we got to make Hannah really get into
Yep.
it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All
It's
my
fine.
time.
Emma's will just be about the sexiest Canadian on the grid.
Hey, that is true. That's a correct
Yes.
statement.
He's also the least sexy Canadian on the grid. So,
Whoa.
I mean, he is. He's the only Canadian on the
Thank you
grid.
so much,
So,
Josh, for joining us today on Track Talk Podcast.
thanks for having me, guys.
Josh, you know our outro? You can
I've
say
heard
no.
it. I've heard it in
You can
person, I think, technically. Did you do it
ka-chow
in?
for now. You've definitely done it in person too.
Did I?
Ka-chow.
Oh, that doesn't ring any bells. Oh, but now
I
I
don't
know it.
did
I
it
don't
in
think you
ka-chow
did
in
it, actually. I
person.
don't think you did it in person,
Maybe we
actually.
didn't do it in person. I don't know, it was a blur.
But now I know it.
Okay, so I say something, Hannah says something, and then we point at you and you say ka-chow for now.
Perfect. I love it.
You get
Ready?
it?
Yeah, it's Lightning McQueen.
Thank God.
Yeah. Who
Thank God.
wouldn't get that?
Well, some people don't.
That's cr who?
I can't. I
That
can't.
we'll end the recording and then you'll tell me.
Love all of our guests.
This was a recap of the Mexico Grand Prix featuring Barista Josh Racing.
We are Track Talk.
Ciao for now.
Yeah, way to go.